There's still a technology divide in our society, and the people on the outside, the ones who don't know a bit from a byte, tend to feel they're stuck out there. The divide is just too wide to get across. Not so, according to Marco Morawek, who says he can teach even the tech challenge to code in a single drink from the fire hose weekend. He'll be doing just that at UH in a couple of weeks, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Marco.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
The image of drink from a fire hose stays with me, as I'm sure it's meant to, because you're talking about a pretty radical different approach, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to condense about 4 to 5 weeks of self-taught material into a single weekend. Now, we feel like that's how it is in the real world. You got to go move fast, learn as much as you can quickly.
An awful lot of people, including me, are going to say, I just don't have it to absorb that much. You know, traditionally, we present information in digestible bites, right?
Well, what we're trying to do is we're teaching learning by doing. So it's really like we say this is a fire hose weekend, and you're going to get a lot of knowledge in a really short amount of time, like really condensed. And we always do it first, and then we stop, and we explain what we really have done. And since a lot of steps are happening in the same way, you pick it up really quickly. And it's really surprising to me, and I'm really astonished how quickly people can pick up really complex concepts.
Do you think, Marco, part of that is the reinforcement of doing something and getting a result, whether you understand what just happened or not?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you're looking at, you know, we're writing a few lines of code, and then we immediately looking in our browser, in our Internet Explorer, Chrome, or Firefox, like what that code that we just written, what it produced, and then people see the results immediately. And that's what I mean when I say, you know, learning by doing. You write some and you see the result.
Just to back up a little bit, learning to code in the sense of I've got a new business widget incorporated and I want to open up my website and get my product out to market. That's the kind of person you're reaching, right?
There's three and a half, four kind of different people that come to our workshops. So a lot of people, you know, right now in Hawaii is really awesome, that too. In the startup scene, you know, they say, like, I need a technical co-founder. I don't know how to build something. I've never done anything. I've never built a website, never built a web application or mobile app. So those are the guys to come to us because they couldn't find a technical co-founder and they want to learn it yourself. And actually doing it yourself is one of the best ways of attracting a technical co-founder. Then we have people who say, like, you know, I want to be a better citizen. If I don't know how to code in 5-10 years, I might be at a significant disadvantage. So this is a step for me in testing out how I like this in a single weekend. Then we also have people who say, I need to communicate with technical people, like the programmers at work. You know, that's what really helps me if I understand and look under the hood how all the pieces fit together.
So you're talking about coding as something that we're going to need to understand the way we learn how to read.
I think so, yeah. I mean, if you look back like 500 years ago, right, when the printing press came out, and then it was like, if you could read and write, you were at a significant advantage. And I think the same like digital divide is going to happen right now in the society already. If you can code, you can produce things. If you cannot code, you can only use things that other people created for you.
And you're, by that sense, dependent.
Yeah, pretty much, if you want to put it that way.
Are limited somehow anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to maybe create it from scratch, but if you understand it and you have a good grasp on it, you can use some of the pieces. I mean, that's what open source is. There's so much code out there that's freely available for everyone to use, and you can use that and build on top of it or just change it slightly so it fits your needs.
I'm sure that you have a lot of people at the beginning of these fire hose weekends who are skeptical, right?
Yeah.
This is never going to work. I mean, I'm going to do this, but it's never going to work. And what do they tell you at the end?
I mean, what happens, like, you know, Saturday morning, 7 minutes in, people tell me, like, they ask me the really simple question, like, what is HTML? What's the H1 tag? And we explain that quickly. And then the same people on, like, Sunday around noon, so we're talking, like, a little more than 24 hours later, they will use things like migration, databases, all kinds of tech things, controllers, views, and looking at error message that they didn't know what those words meant and didn't know how to execute that. And those are the same people. So it's really astonishing for me how quickly people can absorb that. And we see that throughout our weekends. Everyone, so far, 100% of our students build a fully functional web application and had it live on the internet by Sunday afternoon.
The thing about drinking from the fire hose, the way you describe it, is I'm sure nobody gets bored, right?
No. You shouldn't get bored. I mean, you basically...
There's no excuse for that.
There's no excuse. It goes really fast. And as I mentioned earlier, we're doing kind of these two-hour sprints. We go in really hard live coding, meaning I'm coding with all the students together on a big projector. And then we have, like, after two-hour sprint, we have a break, and then we, like, stop and say, this is what we've just done. And then we go for another two-hour sprint. So, yeah, I mean, you're waiting for that lunch break and be like, okay, I just want to have a quick break to digest this. But it's a fire hose weekend, so you're going to get hosed.
But you do find that there's a rhythm to the way the human mind absorbs, right?
Definitely.
Couple hours intensive, sit back, think about it, chill for a minute, do another couple hours.
That's pretty much what we're seeing. Like, people, you know, I can tell by the look of the students in the class that they're like right now at this point where they're like, okay, this is going to get really hard. And then we make a break and we say, okay, let's recap quickly. Let's give you a moment to fill in all the holes in your notes and maybe double check on your code and everything and double check what it really produced.
I'm getting this image in my mind of a hard drive filling up, you know, one of those little bars with the blue. I mean, that's kind of what happens to people's minds.
Yeah? Exactly. Or a hard drive is a good example, or a glass that is empty and you slowly fill it with water.
Yeah. So you sort of take a pause, drink a couple hours, and do it again.
Exactly.
How long have you been doing this, Marco?
So we've been doing this for the last, I think, 3-4 months. We've done workshops, a few in Boston, one in New York City, one with Harvard Business School that was really fun, one in Pittsburgh. We have scheduled more in, now we have one in Hawaii on January 4 and 5th. And we're going to go to Philadelphia as well, and probably Rhode Island School of Design as well in February.
Well, it really is an interesting take on just how people learn in general, Marco. So it's good to talk to you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Marco Morawek will lead a Firehose Learn to Code weekend at UH Manoa January 3rd through 5th. It's a University of Hawaii Pacific New Media workshop. You can learn more at hpr2.org.